You asked for her. I got her. Lindsay Godfrey is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You know this music, girl. The updated music they did of the old music.
Oh.
I love it. It's the 30th anniversary of Bold and the Beautiful. I just love that, you know, saxophone and stuff. Welcome, you guys. It is the Bold Breakdown. There's stuff going on in the studio at the same time. It's the Bold Breakdown here on AfterBuzz TV, the Bold and Beautiful After Show. I'm your host, James Lott Jr. It wouldn't be anybody else, just me. This is what I do every week. I love it. Okay, so now, you guys know, anybody in chat room, hello. I see you guys in there. We are running. You want her on the show. She's supposed to be on a while back. Things went down, but she is back on Bold and Beautiful. And one more as this goes. There you go, kids. That's right. I love it. I love the opening and everything. But she's back on the Bold and Beautiful. And this is great because you guys want her on the show. She's back and she's here today. She has survived Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm-hmm. She survived a car accident. She has a beautiful daughter. And I follow you on Snapchat. And you're so hilarious. You just told you she was survived. She's been nominated for 3 Emmys for her portrayal as Caroline Spencer. She was Forrester, but now she's Caroline Spencer. She has 2 moms on the show. 2 iconic actresses, producers. I mean, Christian Chappell and Joanna Johnson are just like, I mean, hilarious.
You couldn't even ask for
better. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about that in a second, too. Ladies and gentlemen, my buddy, Lindsay Godfrey.
Hello.
Hi, girl. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. You can follow us on iTunes and YouTube and everywhere that you just look for Bold and Beautiful and Bold Breakdown. We're all on there. You can follow us there. First of all, welcome to the show, because you just we've been already, we're fast friends already.
Oh, yeah, we're best friends. We're getting matching necklaces.
Oh my God, you said like, with the heart on one side. Of course, it's BF. You get F, or I'll be F, you be BF,
yeah,
BFF.
Make a heart. We'll exactly. Get matching jumpsuits. It's going to be great.
Maybe I'll wear that male romper finally.
He keeps threatening. Marco keeps threatening to get a male romper. But, you know, the joke's going to be on him when I buy him one and make him wear
it. He'd probably look good in it, actually.
He would, but he's got a lot of booty.
And rompers, you gotta be careful with
it's
that.
It's gonna
though.
Be. I think it might be too much booty for it. Yes. Just come out. You'll have an underbutt coming.
It's so funny, but no, I mean, everybody's saying hello to you, Lindsay. They're so happy. And we have a new viewer watching. Is it because of Lindsay? Her name is Simone Francis.
I don't know Simone, but hello and welcome and thank you.
Well, the thing is, this show is international. Like right now, they're in Monte Carlo. Many of the characters are in Monte Carlo, but this show is international.
Yeah.
So how has that impacted kind of just your acting life on this show? Because it's all over the world. In terms of getting noticed, getting recognized, things like that. Yeah. I mean,
you know what's so funny? Oh my gosh, I didn't even use this.
Use the coaster. It's my house.
You know, because we live in LA, I think all soap actors kind of will unanimously say that, like, people don't really ever recognize us here because we're here with, like, you know, nobody's going to be like, oh my God, Lindsay Godfrey from Bold and the Beautiful.
Right, no, right.
If, like, Johnny Depp's standing next to me, they're going to be like, get out of the way, weird
right,
girl.
Right, sorry, right, there's Johnny. Like, yes.
Yeah, get out of here with your weird T-Rex hand. Move it. But, you know, Kimberly Matula and I went to Italy about 4 years ago, which now feels like 800 years ago.
Isn't that funny? 4 years ago,
a lot's happened in those.
She's doing great work. Kim has like moved on those stuff too.
Oh my God, she's killing it. Her show just got picked up. Please watch it, LA to Vegas on Fox. It'll come out in January.
I love it. You support your friends.
I'm a big fan of Kim.
I know you are. Yes.
But when we went, it was kind of one of those things. She'd explain it to me. I've never been with the show when they film overseas, so I didn't know. And she was like, "Hey, listen, like we're really famous over there." And I was like, "Okay."
You're like, "Okay, sure, whatever." Yeah.
And I had no idea, like, and as like not so much in like the bigger cities, like we were in Italy, like so in Rome, it was like occasionally here and there people would. We had some police officers, some like young, like, they were like in their late 20s or early 30s and like chasing us down. We're like, oh my God, this is it. We're going to get taken right now. Taken is happening to us. And they were like just huge fans. And it was so cute because a lot of them didn't recognize me, but they did Kim. And they would run down and they'd be like, And then I think my favorite interaction was like spending time with people. I wore my hair curly, and on the show I always wear my hair straight. And I always had extensions in, so I had my hair like without the extensions and curly, and so people would kind of sit there and stare at me and they'd be like, well, like, what do you do for a living? And I was like, no, I'm on, it's just called Beautiful there. And I was like, I'm on Beautiful.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, you're very pretty, but what do you do? And I was like, no, I'm on. And they were like, do you do hair? And I was like, no, I'm on the show with Kim. I play Caroline. And there was just a language barrier. And so finally, like, someone else came through and, like, was talking to her. And then they looked at me and they're like, oh, Caroline. And then everybody was like, and they kept like calling themselves idiots in Italian.
Oh, that's Maron, so funny. Maron. Yeah, that's like, so funny. Wow. It's the power of television. You really don't know. I mean, like, this show is sold as a nighttime soap, primetime soap in many countries. So that's why I bring that up. So you guys probably know this already. You're fans of the show. Yeah. You know this already. So I always ask people who are on the show, when they come on the show, how does it feel to have the international fan base?
The international fan base is really kind of cool because, like, you get to... There's, like, a bit of, like, anonymity in the States.
Yes.
Unless you go to the South or the Midwest, then...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, when I go home, people know who I am, for sure. Or, like, we went to New Orleans to go see The Cure in concert, my sisters and I.
Oh, my God. I've never seen them. I love them.
Oh, my gosh. They were my first concert. And then 15 years later, we did an anniversary.
Full circle.
Yes. My sisters and I every year take a sister's trip, and we usually go see, like, cute. A show or something.
Yeah.
And so this was The Cure for our second time, and it was my favorite. I think the people of New Orleans were some of my favorite fans, because they were so funny.
Wow.
And were just very okay with picking me up.
Oh, okay. Sure, okay. Let's
and I was, like, talking to, like other people when I left in the cast later. I was like, you know, like, when fans come up and, like, they pick you up and spin you around and, like, hold you.
They're
really
like,
And they're like, no. And I was like, wait, I'm sorry. Am I the only person? Am I the only person that's happened to? And they're like, yes. And I was like, all right, that's fine.
So funny.
And then
I
realized that when I do fan events, that, like, I come out, Pearson and I both, like, we'll come out from around the table. Like, we get in with people.
No, I believe that because I know Pearson. I believe that. And Pearson's like 10 foot 12. So maybe just number one.
And he's still growing. Like, I'm pretty sure he grows like an inch every year.
I believe it.
He gets bigger.
I feel short next to him. That says something.
I have to tell you, I'm not even sure Pearson has a face at this point. I just he's just chest and abs to me.
Well, you guys know on this show, he's a fan of our show. We've been, you know, I'm a fan of all of him too. Love me some Pearson. He knows that already. He's my buddy. He knows that. But yeah, he's so tall. It's like, this is crazy. But he's so goofy and so funny also.
Oh my God.
I get him to do stuff on my show and he's like, I'll do it. What do you want to do, James? I'm like, oh my God, you'll do anything I say. He just does it.
Yeah. He's super easygoing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to talk. The fans are already talking about how they loved you this week and stuff. So we'll talk in a second.
Thank you.
But first, okay, so are we going to show? Okay. You probably can't see. I don't know how the light's right there.
Yeah.
But for folks at home, it's the 30th anniversary of The Bold and Beautiful.
Yes.
So I'm showing pictures of me 30 years ago. So that's me and my sister.
I love this.
Is
that a suede shirt you're wearing?
Yes. It was the late 80s. So, yes.
I think I had a suede jacket. I did. I wore the shit out of that suede jacket.
I wore suede. Yeah, that too, I did. That's us back in the 80s. My sister Ashley and I back in the 80s,
oh
late
my
80s. Gosh,
I love it.
And I had some kind of chain around me, who knows. I had no face. I couldn't even grow facial hair back then. And
oh
then
my
the
gosh,
next picture.
You can't either.
You can't, but this now I can't. And that's with me and my grandmother Lot, and my younger brother.
Oh my God.
So, my grandmother Lot, she's Creole from Louisiana, speaking of New Orleans, from Louisiana. And so we're part Creole, we're also part Dutch and black and everything. But it's all in there, and she's there, and we had a good time. I had my high top fade was coming in.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I was doing
so
kid
much.
And play. I was giving the kid and play stats. I really got really high too, with a big box cut.
That's amazing.
So that's 30 years ago. So I think I look the same.
I think you look exactly the same. It was
exactly.
Great.
Thank you. So
it's a good looking family.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Rose.
What? Everybody says that.
Really?
That's so funny.
No, that's funny. No, because we posted pictures on Facebook, and they're like, is that Derek Rose your brother? I'm like, yeah, he's my brother.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Totally be the same age.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. But you're not the first person to say that. So, yes, he gets that all the time. So, that's my little, like, I do a little thing. I was showing because it's 30 years.
This.
So, that's me. You get a little see of me back in the day. Now, you guys, okay, so we're going to talk really mainly. I mentioned one storyline this week, just briefly, because it was just so well done. Speaking of John McCook and Torsten K, I want to say they should use this episode, the episode they had, or I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, as their Emmy reel.
Oh, yeah, they probably will.
It was the fact that he literally disowned Ridge, but the way they did it, it was like, it was loving. It was... They both, the acting was so, it was so, they encapsulated 30 years of these characters, even though, you know, I know Ron Moss. So I'm friends with him and his wife, Devin, and all that. I know Ron, I've interviewed them both. So he didn't play the role of Ridge the whole 30 years.
No.
But the character has been on the show.
Like 4 years now, yeah?
Like four or five.
Because he came in after me.
Yeah, about 4 years.
Yeah.
But he encapsulated their whole relationship. And I think because of John, right? You can tell me.
It's
you
John.
You worked with both.
Well, so. You know what it is that, I mean, John McCook is just one of the most delightful, beautiful,
underrated actor.
Underrated actor.
Underrated.
He's so nuanced in his decisions. And
I know.
He never makes a movement. He never picks something up without complete thought as to why he's doing that.
Okay.
And Torsten is the exact same way. And I have no shame in saying that Torsten made me a better actor.
Okay.
Like, I would go in and sometimes be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to sell this. And he would just be like, what if you thought about it like this? And they'd be like, oh my God, mind blown. Everything makes sense now.
Wow.
They're two of my most favorite people, humans of all time.
I believe it.
But also two of I was a huge fan of Torsten's before he even came on the show.
We'll save here.
And so I was like,
yes.
And John McCook, I have forced to adopt me. which my dad is like weirdly okay with.
He's like, sure, for Sean. Sure.
But my dad loves John too. Because he said, yeah. He was like, yeah, of course. Like, that makes sense to me.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. I'm my dad's only child. But he was like, sure.
I'll share her with somebody else. Sure, why not?
I would give anything to have John
McCook
be my father.
Oh, me too. God. Oh, me
too. I think about that. Like, and it's so funny because, like, I knew his daughter, Molly, prior to booking the show. And then at one point, somebody was talking to me about, like, knowing Molly. And I was like, I got to be real with you. I don't know Molly as well as I know John McCook.
Oh, okay. That's so funny.
And I was like, I'm actually really, really close with John.
Right. That's so
people were like,
funny.
Yeah, and his daughter, Molly. I was like, no, I love Molly.
Molly,
I just,
but I know John.
But I love, like, but John is, like, my whole heart.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like,
I believe it.
And Torsten, like, I would have times acting with Torsten where I was, like, I was having a tough time getting there. If there's a lot going on, like,
I'm
people
sure.
moving around, like, yeah. I have such a hard time focusing. And he knows that. And so I had scenes sometimes where I'd have to be sobbing straight off the scene. And I'd be so tired because, like, especially those scenes with, like, the whole baby and the pregnancy
yes.
and all that.
Oh, my God, yes.
And he would just come up and put his hand on my shoulder. And that was it. I would have my back to him, and he
wow.
would just come up and put his hand on my shoulder, and I would be like, or sometimes he would just come up and just put, like, his head, like, his face, like, kind of on my shoulder
yeah.
or in my neck a little bit, and same thing. Like,
wow.
like a lot of, almost, the majority of those scenes where we're in the loft together and I'm sobbing,
yeah.
something of that nature had happened where he had just come
wow.
over and put his hand on my shoulder, or he had looked at me a certain way.
Wow.
And it would just, like, broke me.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's so amazing. It's so special to work with two actors that understand, that are that generous.
Yes. That, yeah, because in acting, as people know, you guys know it's at home probably, you got to be really present,
yeah.
first of all. So both actors be present, and you're working off your fellow actor.
Right, so most of acting is just reacting.
Yeah.
And so to have two people that, like, to strike you when you're, like, coming at them in the way that they look at you, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh,
that
got
yes.
me.
Yes, like, yes. And you said being generous. It must be a great thing to have an actor who is generous and says, it's not all about me in the scene.
No.
It's about us. It's about you. Let's make sure we work this
and
out.
And two
so.
Who understand, because sometimes the scene is about both people. Sometimes mm-hmm. the scene is about one person. Sometimes the scene is about neither of them.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
But to have an actor, especially because actors were such selfish, like, jerks.
Yes, yes. That's like going to acting.
Yeah.
Like, right?
We're selfish. We want to feel our feelings. And we want to be the stars. But to have two
yeah.
actors like that, that understand sometimes that, like, sometimes you lose in a scene. And
yeah.
sometimes that's the more powerful choice, is to lose in the scene. Like, you can't always win in a scene.
Yeah,
there's
true,
some
right?
actors, especially, like, in the daytime forum that
yes.
love to win scenes.
Oh, I know a few of those.
I
yes.
do, too.
Yes. yes, I know a few. I'm saying it's this shady Sunday, but I'm not going to do anything right now. I'm not going to say anything. Okay, and then the soap block night, but I'm not going to say anything, but I do know a few. Yes,
yes
personally.
I'm so tangled in these wires.
Oh, yeah, these wires.
Oh, God,
wires.
I did it.
Okay.
I might have unplugged something. Did I unplug
no,
something?
You still hear Steven? Are you still here?
Okay,
you're right about that. Okay.
Like, there's a rogue wire.
There's
down
a rogue
here.
Wire down here. Okay, we'll leave it there. Leave it there. Yeah.
But to have, you know, two actors who understand that sometimes the stronger choice is to lose and to be able to do that and
yeah.
to do it in a powerful way that they almost steal the scene from you.
Well, I'm saying this week, those scenes where first he apologizes and says, I'm sorry, I always call you Maroney to get back at you because I know that hurts. because you are my son. And he starts going to this speech, you're like, I'm like, where are you going? The writing was amazing too this week. So I was just like, where is he going with this? So it's kind of like, okay. And then he goes to this, like, I was your father. I start seeing the hint of past tense. So I was like, ooh, something's coming up. And then when he holds his face, and Torsten, I almost start crying again. And Torsten has a tear in his eye, and so does John in their characters. And he's like, that's why I have to let you go. I was like, I was gutted.
Oh, yeah.
Gutted.
Oh, yeah.
Gutted.
Can we also talk about the name Maroney that I never know how to pronounce it?
Maroney.
I'm so glad.
Is it Maroney? Maroney. Maroney.
I always just am like, is it Marone?
No, it's Maroney.
Is it Maroney?
Maroney.
Macaroni. I don't know. It's one of those names that, like, I can't. So after I booked the show, before I started filming, they gave me the 25th anniversary book.
Okay, okay.
And I studied that.
I have the book.
I studied that.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's business. Wow. Like, it's my favorite game to play on set. Like, how are we related game?
Because you have your character has been with several Foresters.
I'm making my way through all of the Foresters.
I think you are.
Next stop is John. And
yeah, guess you're right. Guess so. You haven't had Thorn.
No.
You guys really now. You haven't had Thorn.
No.
But you had Rick and Thomas and Ridge.
Thomas and Ridge.
Yeah, you're
was,
getting there.
It was Thomas, Rick, Ridge.
Yes.
And then maybe Eric.
Ooh, there you go. Like, I love it. But yeah, just everybody's agreeing. Hi, I always keep my co-hosts. All my co-hosts out there who are watching, they're just saying how beautiful you are. They adore you. Casey Hutchinson says, oh my God, Lindsay, I adore you.
Oh my God, I adore you.
Michelle D is here. Rodelli DeMille says, she feels that some of your scenes like this week are Emmy worthy.
Oh, wow, wow.
Because we're going to talk about you now, because I want to talk. We're going to actually talk about it in a second, because this week I have a flashback to show. I actually understood Ridge and Caroline.
Yes.
You, Caroline.
Yes.
To me, it was a great nod to the past.
Yes.
You have such a strong connection to the women in your character. Women, but I didn't see a lot of men. So I thought he's a strong man.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, I can kind of, I mean, screw age difference, whatever. It happens in real life, too.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, so I was like, whatever. So here's a scene.
It's my favorite thing to do to Torsten, though, is for him to talk about something, and I was like, I don't know, I wasn't born yet.
And oh, my God, you're bad. You are bad. You're bad for doing that. Yes. This is from 2015, so this is a little scene up here. I know it may be hard to see for us.
This is, I want to just preface this with, this was 4 months after I gave birth, and the most naked I had ever been on television.
Wow. Okay.
After this scene is over, I'll tell you the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me during this scene.
Like, is it like... Cause see, I got it. I was like, okay, I get their attraction.
It's beautiful.
Not as beautiful as the real thing.
You said that you wanted to paint me. I thought that you meant that you wanted to paint me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Me. That candle is a soothing place. The music. Hey. So I just want to show that because I was like, hey. No, but I seriously really feel like I got your relationship on the show, but I kind of got why they put you together.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. They wanted to know. Have you ever met the Ron Moss?
Yeah, so the first year that I was on the show, Ron Moss played.
Okay,
Ridge.
That's what he thought. Okay, so okay, yeah. Lindsay, you weren't involved. But you weren't involved at the time. You weren't involved.
No, I don't know that it would have played as well.
Yeah, I think with you and Torsten, it works better.
I think just because maybe even it was like a different person, it wasn't as like. You used to be married to my aunt.
Yeah, exactly. Michelle D said, I really did like Courage.
Oh, Courage. Or Carriage.
Carriage. Yeah. That's what I can never... Sometimes I can never tell when they put the names together.
It's Carriage. Torsten was the one who started that. He was carriage. Like, do you want to come for a carriage ride? And he kind of like started it. It was we were live tweeting, and they were trying to figure out what our couple name was. Yeah, and like, I was like going back. I don't know what I suggested. I was like Ridgeline.
Oh, we said the same time, Ridgeline.
Because I think Carrick was
you and Rick.
Was me and Rick. And then yes. Thomas and I never had Thomas, the first Thomas, and I never had one.
Who are all these men, babe?
I know, exactly. You gotta get somebody just with all these guys.
These are all these men. They're all related.
Yes, they are. Well, Michelle D goes, there's always RJ Lindsay. He's too young. And I've had Anthony Turpin on my show, too. I love Anthony. He has a deep voice in real life.
Has a very deep voice.
Where did that voice come from? Like, deep voice. He's like, so why is it your balls dropped? Like, what happened?
No, he just has that voice.
He does.
It's a great voice. He's had it for since I've met him. Yeah. He just has a very deep voice.
Yeah, we've had him on a show,
Although,
too.
Although, I would feel very weird because he's actually only 17.
Yeah, no, he's only 17, folks.
Like, he has to go to school.
Yes, exactly.
On set.
Now, Terrell Bellinger wants to know from you, what was it like shooting that scene months after you gave birth to your daughter?
Okay. This is my... I told this story, and then Bobby got on to me and was like, you shouldn't tell people that story. That's embarrassing. And I was like, I'm going to tell people because it's my body and my story.
That's true. That's right, girl.
So I was terrified, and I knew that I was only going to make it through this scene if I had had some wine. So I spent the week before pumping and getting ready so that I had enough for my kid. And Torsten left a giant glass of wine in my dressing room when I was in the makeup chair. And so I came in, I had this huge glass of wine. And I was like, because he knew I was freaking out. Like, I was sweating. The whole scene goes well, and we're, like, laying there. And I have, like, my hands on his chest. And we're talking as they're setting the camera. And I kind of, like, they, like, adjusted myself. And I went, oh, wait, why is your chest so wet? And I had lactated all over.
Oh, my God. Oh my God! It does happen, folks. I mean,
and I was like, and I could. I mean, he has two kids.
Yeah, he knows.
Like,
he knows, he's fine.
And like,
right.
He loves Aleda. Like, it was so normal. I was mortified. Like, mortified. Oh my God. I had to like run off set and redo like everything.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Now, how'd you get your daughter's name? I also wanted to ask you that.
Oh, Aleda. So Aleda means small winged one in Latin.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and so when Robert and I met, he always used to call me Little Sprite. He thought that I looked like a fairy. And so when I got pregnant, he told me, like, we're going to have a little, like, another, like, little fairy like you. And I was like, there's no way she's coming out looking like me. Because everyone in his family looks so much alike. And then, sure, like, they like, when she popped out, I was like, whose baby is that? Like, and my mom was like, oh, like, such deja vu for her, because she looks exactly like me, but just different coloring.
Yeah, her coloring is different. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so you know what's so funny? She actually gets that from Bobby, from Robert. Oh, Robert was a blonde until he was, like, 5. Yeah, I've always been a brunette.
It does happen. Sometimes I towhead syndrome where they're like really, really blonde. Yeah, all of a sudden
I didn't
brown
believe
hair.
It because I was like honey colored, and then when I hit puberty, I turned this color, and then I was fake blonde for like a long time.
Wow. And Robert's on Young and the Restless. He plays Noah.
Look that up.
He was also on Lincoln Heights, a show that I used to love.
Yeah, I used to watch Lincoln Heights. Yeah, I auditioned for Lincoln Heights a few times. Yes, I was never got it, but I was super he was on a billboard outside my house for.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. That's so funny. That's funny. I interviewed Mickey Michelle, who was the mother on that show. I love her.
No way.
I love her. She was so great. She knows a small town. We all
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows everybody.
We know everybody. We know some of the same people. So let's get into your storyline this week was basically, I had to yell at Caroline for a second, though.
Oh, I know.
So I was like, okay, your reaction, again, was so good to me. When he's like, you told him I died?
Yeah.
Like, your reaction was really like, that's the reaction you should have, obviously.
It was, I have to tell you, it was so hard to do these scenes because Don and I were in two different shows, and I wanted to be in Don's show so bad. Like, and they know that. Like, Cindy Pop was directing, and she was like, I know this is killing you that he gets to do all the funny stuff and that you have to be serious. And I was like, I'm dying right now. Like, I want to be in a comedy with Don
right now.
I know,
he's so good. He's so good.
And when he and I are... When we are rehearsing, by the way, it's a comedy.
Oh, I'm
like,
sure,
the
I'm
whole
sure.
time, I'm now like, you, you did sure. what? And then they have to call action, and I'm like...
Yeah, now that I know you, I'm like, okay, I totally get it.
How I ever managed to do, like, drama ever is kind of a mess to me. Or say any of that with a straight face.
Yes.
Like, this whole storyline was like, when Brad told me the storyline, I was like dying laughing. I'm like, I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard, but I have to sell it as this most serious
thing
ever.
You do.
But it's, to me, I'm like, it's so funny.
But it's also very soapy.
It's such a ridiculous thing to do. Like, your solution is to tell him I'm dying.
You're dying.
And then I was like, and what happens when I don't die? He was like, it's a miracle.
No, he said it was. See, the thing is, he hates the Forresters so much. all his comments are just hilarious. The nicknames, everything.
Do you know that a lot of those come from Don?
Oh, he did props. A lot of them come from Don. Oh, but the like dressmaker, the poser, poser junior. I mean, all those names are just hilarious.
Those are all Don. Those are all Don. So and funny. Then a lot of, like, the insults, too, like, where he's like, they can't, like, sew their way out of a whatever.
Yes.
I think one time he said something like, it's a line, we're talking about Courtney Hope's character, Sally, and he was like, that girl can't even unsnap her own bra.
He's so bad. I love he does it. He got his names for her, too. Just like,
oh, yeah.
Casey Hutchinson says, Lindsay, you are damn good at what you do. When you left B&B, I literally cried. Mm. When you return, I cried tears of joy.
So there I cried for both, too.
She cried also, Kim.
I cried, too.
And we talked about this off camera because when I booked her on the show, she was off the show.
Yeah.
But people were still crying out. She's like, where? We need Caroline. Because right then he was with Sasha, and there was a whole big thing with that. And like, where's Caroline? And then we really touched this whole time. And all of a sudden, we're talking later. It's like, she's back on the show. I saw a thing on Support Digest, and... You're back. And she was just surprised too, folks.
I had just as bad whiplash as everyone else.
Yeah, because you called it whiplash. And so, yeah, we're same here. People were really upset when they let you go.
Yeah.
They feel like you're, which is a compliment to you, and also which is into the story, that you are an integral part of that generation of actors.
Yeah, thank you. So that's, you know, I love B&B so much, and I love the genre, and I think in a very just different way than a lot of people do. I have such a great appreciation for... like what we do and what the actors on our show do. I mean, you'll never see anything more spectacular as far as like an acting feat go than watching Heather Tom do an impression of like an old like Jewish grandmother in New York during her rehearsal and then like be bursting tears literally 5 seconds later. Yeah. And Heather Tom does not just cry a tear. Oh. They assault you. Oh, you get assaulted with tears.
Oh my God. And Heather Tom is so...
And like, you know, if Heather Tom is crying, you listen. You know, and like... And then there's like, and then there's certain people like, when Carla Moseley cries, the hairs on the back of my neck stand. I'm getting goosebumps right
just
now.
Just talking about it. I know.
There's just certain people when they get tears in your eyes that they like. When Pearson gets tears in his eyes, I instantly cry. Like just something about Torsten's the same way.
Yeah.
It's, you know, from an acting standpoint, as somebody who's been doing it for half of my life,
yes.
to watch people like. God, these people are such pros. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that I get to be, like, in the same building with them and get to work with them.
It's always the city.
Yep.
They also hope that, actually, what you and Sally be BFFs.
I would love that. I actually, like, came up with this whole, like, scheme where, like, this whole storyline with her the other day. We have been on hiatus for the entire month.
Yeah, exactly.
Of July.
But you know what you
the
mean.
Last time I was there, I was like, here's what I think is going to happen. I think that this, and then we're going to team up, and then this, and then we're going to take this person down. And she was like, she was getting body makeup, so she was like, topless. Okay, man, I was like, this is what I think.
Oh, that's so funny.
Put your boobs away. I have to tell you something. Yeah, talk to you soon. Bye.
I'm sure. Like, that'd be kind of funny if you guys actually came together and was like, okay, you know.
I thought it would be. But you know what? It's Caroline came. Caroline can't have a foe for any time. Like, if you really think about it, she's the worst, like, that's enemy. True. Like, she's like, you're my mortal enemy. Oh, I respect you. Okay, we're fine.
We're fine. We're good. We're fine. Now, somebody wants me to ask you this because it's interesting. Have you met Courtney Hope's real life boyfriend, Chad Dew, who plays Michael Corinthos on General Hospital?
Yeah, we all know each other from the soap world. Yeah, before Courtney got the show, we were at a birthday party with them, and I had 2 to 4 tequilas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I sat down, and I was like, I voted for you. Just wanted you to know. I think that you're really great, and I voted for you. And he was like, that's super nice. And I was like, okay.
That's so funny. But this week, though, okay, so you didn't tell Thomas otherwise.
I know.
So everybody have to watch the show to see what happens. It comes up, obviously. She can't give away any spoilers. But just, it was just funny how you were first like, I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this. But then you start seeing how it's very soapy, like you said. But we would miss you if you were, I mean, just like, our lives, you're like, really? I'm like, oh my God, Caroline.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know. And I have such an issue with that because I personally am such a bad liar and I hate lies and I'm so uncomfortable with not telling. I have dug myself into more holes by telling people the brutal truth. Because lying makes me so uncomfortable, and it's actually something that I don't know if, like, Brad and the writers realize that about me, that I'm just, like, I just have, like, verbal diarrhea at all times, and so they just put that in the character with Caroline. But Caroline's the same way. Yeah. Like, any kind of, like, caper she tried to pull, she always got caught. She was always like, yeah, I tried to screw you over, but it didn't work.
Yeah, that's her. That is her, yeah.
And she's also, like, you know, she's also the person that will be, like, she always reminds people of the awful events that happen. Yes. Like, who was it? Was it Brooke was getting married or Katie was getting married? I think Katie was getting remarried. Or no, Brooke was getting remarried to Bill. I don't remember.
Yes, right,
but
yeah.
Brooke had already slept with Bill at that point. And, like, I'm in there and then getting whoever was getting married ready. And we're all sitting there and I'm just kind of standing there and I'm like, I'm so glad you guys are okay after everything that's happened. Don't forget. Like, that's Caroline. She reminds people of, like, plot points.
That's true.
And it's what I love about her. So that's been the hardest thing because I'm like, no, she's the brutally honest one. But I think, you know, you have to play what you're, given. Well, and so I was like, well, she loves this tall boy.
Yes, she does. I guess you didn't want her at first. You're like, bye, see you later. Yeah. And now, you know.
It's Caroline.
And yes, Pearson was fabulous this week in his scenes against yours. Because he was playing it straight, too. I mean, like you said, you know.
It's such a funny thing to play. But you know what? Pearson, he wasn't having to deal with
yeah, I know. So he's saying, so, yeah, he's saying, wait.
His was so much easier.
But Don was behind him, was like, yeah.
And that's the hard part. Yeah. I have, like, tears in my eyes, and every time I look over at Don, he's like.
And he was totally doing it. I saw it on camera. He was like, mm-hmm. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, oh my God. He's too much.
I was like, I just looked at it. I was like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh my God.
Stop making stupid faces at me.
He's too funny.
I'm going to come over and punch that handsome face of yours.
Yes. Let's show a quick flashback of the original Caroline and Ridge because this is the 30th anniversary from 1990. We'll go ahead and show that clip.
Is this when she's like, I'm dying?
this is the wedding.
Oh, they're one of the 17 weddings.
Yes. But love, this is 1990, you guys. When they really did weddings back then. When they really put money into the
That's
the
true.
Weddings. A little more pared down.
I've only ever gotten married in small weddings.
Yes, you have. Those were all small.
The Forrester wedding, and then Ridge married us at our wedding.
I know. What was that about? It's like, hello.
Didn't want an extra person there. Look at Joanna.
I know. Look how young she is. Everything
she
is.
She looks
then.
Exactly the same.
She does. And when she kind of, somebody sitting here, would you want her to come back on the show? Of course
I would die. Yeah. I would die. Joanna Johnson is one of my most favorite people in all of all time.
She created the Fosters, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's talented
she's
producer.
Too, she's so amazing.
Yeah.
And she was so kind to me.
She was.
Oh my God.
Oh good.
I literally stayed in her dressing room the entire time I was there my first day. I followed her around like a puppy because she did. She took me by hand. She took me by hand and took me everywhere I was supposed to be, and we were in Susan Flannery's room.
Oh my God.
Because Susan Flannery asked, because they're very close.
Yeah, they're very close out of that point.
Who I also love.
Oh, it's Susan. I mean, Susan, I mean, come on. What legend off and on camera.
I'll
legend.
Tell you, she.
So I just want to show this part, my buddy Ron Moss, and that's he played.
Do you know, I'm going to just take this for myself.
Yes.
We really do look a lot alike, me and Joanna.
You do. No, it's just so funny.
Do you know what I didn't know is that how much Joanna and Catherine Kelly Lang looked alike back then.
Yes, back then they did.
Oh, my God.
Their head shapes, everything was
like, you know what it was to me? It was like me and Kim.
Yes, completely, yes.
Because people still confuse Kim and I.
Well, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
But even with my brown hair, people will still be like, I loved you as Hope. And I'm like, no, that's not me. I'm the other one.
Also, I want to ask you this interesting question. What was it like playing a transgender teen in an episode of Cold Case?
Do you know what? Thank you so much for asking that, because that was my favorite. That's one of my favorite.
And very timely now, right now, too, especially.
I know, and it's so funny. I filmed that 100 years, 10 years ago.
Yeah, before B&B. Yeah, we know that. 10 years ago.
That was the first job I booked after chemo, and so my hair was super short, and that was one of my favorite stories to tell. I loved the way that Cold Case told that story. I thought it was really beautiful.
Wow.
I feel like I'm like the good luck Chuck for other actors. Jonathan Keltz went on to do like he was on Rain he's doing really great. I'm basically
you're doing well
you
too,
work
girl.
With me, and you will go on to have your own TV show.
No, you're good. You're doing well too. Stop it. Yes.
You know what? I loved that story, and it was the only time that I ever went method for a character before. Wow. I called my mom. And I was like, don't call me for a week. I love you, but I'm going to stay in this character. And I know if I talk to you that I can't, I'll lose it because I change my voice. I change my walk. Oh, I change my hair.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I just stayed like that for the 10 days that I was filming. And I it's still one of my, still to this day, one of my favorite pieces of, like television that I got to do.
Katie Bonnet says, Lindsay, I just want to say that you are so inspiring and just amazing. Thank you so much for what you do and sharing your story.
Ah, thank you.
That's our fans. I have very loyal fans, and they were happy that you're on the show right now. They're really happy.
I'm happy to be on the show.
They're really happy. They're happy you're here. They're happy you're here. And it's like, and you know, another show. One more quick flashback. This is you and Rick.
Oh, this is that breaking up. This was in the room. Brie Larson? Yes. That she won the Oscar for. We're in this episode is in that movie.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I think you're right. I'm not remembering that. I'm like, they're right. I didn't pick that.
Yeah, like, out of nowhere, we're like watching the movie and I was like, oh, my face. my like distorted crying face. Yes, too.
That's funny. You're right. You are not thinking about it. Oh my God.
I'm yelling at him.
Yes. Look how blonde you were too.
So blonde.
Yeah. Look at me.
We picked this super distracting red lipstick before we knew that this was going to have more chance.
I mean, Jacob's such a good actor,
that I hurt you. But you hurt me more than anyone else ever has. I know that you are not in love with her. I know that you do not want a life with her. I know that you still love me, and I still love you, too. We both made mistakes, both of us. But it is not too late to save our marriage. We can put this all behind us. Just you have to tell me that you are willing to try. Just say that you are willing to try.
Dang. Look at him. He's so good, though. He's so good.
Please.
What a dick.
Oh, my God. That was why I was crying, is that he could just stare at me like that. Yeah, like, bearing your soul.
So I just want to show that scene. Because
we finished these scenes in hugs.
Oh, you know, I was like, I must. Because, I mean, he's another person who... To me, another underrated actor. To me, he saved all my children those last couple of years with J.R. Chandler.
Oh, yeah. He's so great.
He won an Emmy playing Lucky Spencer on General Hospital. Yeah. I feel like he needs to be used more on Bold and Beautiful in my feeling. He's such a good actor.
He's so great.
And you guys were great together, too.
He's such a solid actor. And he's really wonderful. I think we went and got drinks after
this. I'm sure after all that.
We ended. This was like, I've had like 2 years on Bold and the Beautiful where I did nothing but cry for a month, which was really funny because the first year that I was on the show, Caroline didn't cry.
Yeah.
So like my first Emmy nomination was comedy because that's all I had.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
People were like, I thought it was so brave of you to submit comedy in a drama category. And I was like, it wasn't brave. It was just the only option.
That's all I had.
She just didn't cry ever. Yeah. Like there was never a scene that called for it. And if I tried to take it there, they were like, pull it back. She does not like that. So she was just like, she kind of like whined.
Well, people in here, Simone Francis says, that was crazy. And I was mad at Caroline for begging him back. Casey Hutchinson said, I remember pulling out the tissues for that scene. Nikisha Jones says, that scene still gives me chills. And Rodelli just wants to know, was it like working with Jacob?
I love Jacob. Yeah. He's another one of those that's just like right there with you. And working with Jacob and Kim do the same thing to me. Like if the scene that starts this like whole thing where like we find out about the like whole kissing affair, the episodes like starts with Kim looking at me and saying that she's disappointed in me. And like storms out, and that just set me off. And Jacob does the same thing in this scene, like me looking at him and being like, look at me, and he refused to look at me. As like an acting choice, that was his, so I kept repeating it until he. That wasn't written that way. I'm supposed to say "look at me," and he chose not to look at me, and so I kept repeating it and yelling at him until he looked at me. And the idea that Jacob was ignoring me that much, like bro, I have goosebumps again.
I'm getting it too. I'm like,
broke my heart because Jacob and I love each other. Doesn't say hi to me. And so there's just certain people that when they like something about them, even though when we're acting, it's just that the person themselves is upset with me.
So my question now. Do you believe that Caroline really loves Thomas, or is it because he's with somebody else? She can't give away any spoilers or anything coming up. But as of now, do you think she really loves him?
I think Caroline grew up in such a good family.
Yes,
she's really close with her mothers. She had a really wonderful home life. I think that she grew up, like, really taken care of, not just, like, financially, but emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, her mothers love her. And she loves them. And she has a very strong sense of family. She loves her cousins. She loves her uncle.
You do.
She loves them despite
anything.
Like, anything. Like, she is their number one fan. She loves family. And I think...
And even Steffi are friends on the show.
And Steffi's my... my sister-in-law in a weird way. So when she loves somebody, when she brings them in, she loves them for forever. And I think she loves family. And I think there's something that happens when you have a child with somebody that you fall in love with them as the father of your child. And mm-hmm. that is something that can't go away. Whether you're in love with them or you just love them for the gift that they gave you.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I think that she definitely loves her family. Yeah. And she loves that he gave her this gift of a child.
Yeah.
I think she loves Thomas, and I think that she loves the idea of her family being together a lot.
Yeah, I think so,
I think that means the world to her.
So, too. Casey wants to know, is there anybody on the which you wish you had a storyline with, past or present?
That I wish I had a storyline with?
Because, I mean, you moved around pretty much a lot, but, I mean, I think this, I mean...
Yeah, I've been really fortunate where I've had a lot of storylines.
You have,
I've always just kind of intermixed with everyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I really wish that I got to work more with Rena.
Oh my, she's so good. Oh my God.
I would be so happy if somehow like that happened.
Interesting.
Because I think Quinn and Caroline have probably only ever said like maybe 6 lines to each other.
Yeah.
My favorite of which was this episode right. And I said it like this. I kept doing it in rehearsal, and Darren was like, "Are you going to say it like that?" And I was like, "Yes." I had one word in the whole episode. And I think it was like the third episode in like 2 weeks that I hadn't spoken it.
Oh my God.
So we're just sitting around and we're talking about what Forrester needs from Quinn as far as jewelry line. Everybody's talking and talking and talking. And all my only line was to just go, bracelets. And they were like, we need this and we need this and we need this. And I just went, bracelets. And that's it. And we still mentioned that. And I was in a dress that was so tight that Kim had to help me get in. And then I couldn't sit in it.
Yes.
So I had to just... I was actually... If you go back, it's a white dress. Okay. I'm sitting on my side and then turned.
Oh, my God.
Because I had to be completely straight. And then later had to sit on Jacob's lap. And same thing. I'm actually just completely planking.
Blinking.
And then he's just kind of forcing my upper half. And then so I was just kind of like holding him.
Oh, my God.
And like trying not to shake because I just couldn't physically move in this dress. It was so tight. And I couldn't complain about it because it looked beautiful. And Ed was like, I love this dress. And I was like, me too. Yes, because all of Caroline's wardrobe looks like it's been painted on.
Yeah.
It is so the tightest clothes. And they toothpaste me into them.
That's okay. And you have to remember your lines. She has to do all this for you guys and remember her lines.
I happily do it for you.
Yeah, you do. She will happily do it for you. You are the best. You have to come back. You have to come back.
I'll come back weekly. It'll just be a thing.
Yeah, just come on. Just come on. That's how you feel like. Just come on. You know the address now. Just come on down, girl. The fans would love it. Just come on. He's like, hi, I'm here. Sure.
Hi, I'm here. Can I jump in? You can jump in. Get out of the way. Scoot over. I'm coming in.
Well, you're a doll. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Where can they find you on social media? Because I know I follow you on everything, but tell the five folks that can where they can find you on social media.
So I'm on Twitter. I'm just at Lindsay Godfrey with no D in my first name. Because my mom doesn't spell any of our names right.
I saw that notice.
And then on Instagram, I'm at Oh My Godfrey. On Snapchat, I'm Lindsay Godfrey. And then I also have a YouTube channel where I post all these like silly videos that I do with my friends.
They're lots of fun. One last question. This is a good one, actually, from Terrell. If you're trapped in an elevator, everybody's like, please come back. Please come back. Everybody's saying that already. Okay, if you're trapped in an elevator with two of your current castmates, which two would you choose? Current castmates.
That's easy. It's going to be Torsten K, because he's going to figure a way to get out of there. And then John McCook for sheer entertainment.
There you go.
A good martini.
Good martini does.
Or a Manhattan, because John McCook has secret booze in his room.
Ooh, he does. I love that. Okay, you sound like Heather Tom. It's crazy. She's on my show. She's like, James, I'll come back. Anytime you need some booze, I'll come back. I'm like, that's right, girl.
That, because you know what? And my favorite, like, just another insider, is that anytime there's a... Thanksgiving episode, yeah. Everybody in that episode is hammered because we walk across the street and get booze, and then everybody goes into John McCook's room for lunch, and we come back, and Ed's like, oh, God damn.
We were so funny. When I had Aaron D. Spears on here.
Yeah.
I love him. He's the bomb. And I've had Lawrence St. Rich on here too. They're both all great. They're all the best. But they tell stories about Heather Tom and about they're like when she was secretly pregnant
and then
she wasn't drinking at first. No one knew.
Everybody was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was like Heather, she goes, yeah, that was me. I was trying to be and at least she said Aaron called her out on it.
Yes. My mom loves Lawrence. My mom says it's my favorite thing that my mom has ever said about anybody. She goes, that man is 10 kinds of fire and rolled up into one.
He is a hunk of a man.
And he plays into it with her too. Every time she comes and she's like, honey, you are just, oh, he's my boyfriend. All right, mom.
I gotta meet your mom.
He's married, so just calm down.
We gotta meet your mom. Your mom needs to come on the show. She's hilarious.
My mom would come on the show. My dad too. Oh my God.
Bring the whole family.
My dad would just cry the whole time.
Why would he cry?
Because he's proud of me, and he would just cry.
We need that on our show. It's so funny. Well, one day have the whole family reunion. But everybody's just like, please come back, Lindsay. Please come back. They're all in the chat room talking to you. Everything. You guys, this is the Bold Breakdown. We're on AfterBuzz TV, the Bold Beautiful BAFTA show. We're on iTunes. We're on YouTube. You can follow this interview. Will be on there, and also you can go to our Bold and Beautiful Bold Breakdown. It's like 10 times fast. Bold Breakdown page on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even say that once.
I know, I'm a professional.
Bold Breakdown page on Facebook.
Facebook. I used to say every Sunday. It's the end of the night, of course, and we've been laughing. We actually were sober this time.
Not next time.
Not next time, but this time we are. Thanks for watching. All my co-hosts in here, thanks for all the questions. Thanks for tuning in as you do all the time. There's no show next week, but I'm back on the 13th, you guys. I'm going to a wedding next week, but I'm back on the 13th. And we'll be back with new episodes and people coming on. And I love you guys. See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.